He heard from Rabbi Yitzchak Hutner the following question. Rabbi Yitzchak Hutner, the Pachad Yitzchak, one of the Gedolim in America, asked, why is it that we don't make Havdalah after Purim? The question itself is the Chiddush, but I suppose Rabbi Yitzchak Hutner is allowed to ask us a question. Why do we make Havdalah after Purim? Okay, you need to be Rabbi Yitzchak Hutner to ask that kind of question. But Rabbi Yitzchak Hutner then replied and he says, because his Loshon was, so I heard from Rabbi Avraham Shmulevitz, who told me the lesson from Rabbi Yitzchak Hutner, has man segen sich nicht von Purim. Yiddish, you don't say goodbye to Purim. There's an element of Purim that stays with us throughout the rest of the year. It's an element of Purim that we take with us for the rest of the year, and that's why we man segen sich nicht von Purim. There's a part of Purim that stays with us. Fine. So we should all be zoichetaki to see the Nisim throughout the year, despite the Hester, and we should take bizoichet to feel the presence of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. I wanted to continue a little bit in page 448, Simon Shin Samach Gimel. We're going to complete very shortly Simon Shin Samach Gimel, I hope, over the next two or three shurim. Then we're going to move on to Simon Shin Samach Dalet. Okay, we are up to Siman Shin Samach Gimel. We are up to Seif Lamed, top of page 448. By the way, the shurim uploaded. Are they all current? Are they all on? Anybody? They were. Oh, really? I didn't get the text. Yeah, okay, good. So they're all back on. Okay, good. Seir Gamo. Okay. Okay, so we are learning tonight a little bit about a mavui, which is, again, a mavui, just to remind ourselves what the mavui is. A mavui is an area which is generally called a semi-public area, because it's on the one hand an area which is an exit of a Rishus HaRabim, and therefore there's quite a lot of people going through it. But it leads to the chatzeres on the side. So on the pictures on the side of it, it's like the white area, which is a mavui. We learned earlier that a mavui needs to have two chatzeres and two batim. He needs to have a certain width, a certain length. He needs to have two houses at least on each. He needs chatzer. We learned that it is that he needs. The chachomim were concerned that you may think that it's like Rishus HaRabim. Therefore, they ask you to make some sort of tikkun. Now, we're going to be learning now in Seif Lamed the following. What happens if you've got a non-consistent mavui, in which one wall is longer than the other, such as picture 122. One wall is significantly longer than the other. One side is long, and one is short. Even if it's not four amas longer, then what you must do is you must put the koira on the shortest side, meaning the left hand side in the picture 122. That's where you put the koira. Where you're allowed to carry, if you place the koira like this, where you're allowed to carry? Where you're allowed to carry? That's right, up to there. Aber im jetzt jetzt schon zu das Pesach Balach sein. Does picture 123 work too? Diagonally, does that work? It does. Absolutely right. Important rule, Rabbi Yisai. A Tzuras HaPesach can also work if it's not straight. That we'll get in a minute. So page 123, yes. Picture 123, yes, it does work. Hello, Kenega Kotzav. Well, Emir Tzayas Shom Tzuras HaPesach Balachsoin. You could put the Tzuras HaPesach in diagonally. That works too. Fetoy Chamov Yochol Aniach HaKoyer Balachsoin. Yes, you could also put it in a crook. You could also put it in a slant, the koyr on a slanty way, that works too. Mishtamish b'kotzer keneged hakotzer v'orich keneged ha'oruch. And then, if you do place the koyr diagonally, you're only allowed to carry in the area from the Koira and up. You cannot, although the wool does continue, such in picture 1, 2, 4, and even in a case where the Koira is, the walls are parallel and consistently long, but if you put the Koira in a diagonal way, you can only carry from the Koira and up, and you cannot carry the area which is not covered through the Koira. And obviously the same will apply with regards to Tzuras HaPesach too. So Mishtamesh Bekotzer, that's the meaning of the words, Mishtamesh Bekotzer, Keneged HaKotzer, V'Orech Keneged HaOruch. You can carry as long as, in the long side, as long as it's long, and the short side, as short as it is. So that's, as in picture 1, 2, 4, that's how far you're allowed to carry. Okay, let us carry on with Sif Lamed Aleph. Hemit Halechi Be'emtz HaMoven. Now, Sif Lamed Aleph is really not directly connected to what we're learning at all. It really is a topic that we're going to be covering in a later Siman. It is much more connected to the discussion of Shetuim from Avos, but we'll briefly go through it without a full understanding because its Mokum is not really here. Hemit Lechi Be'emtz HaMoven. What happens if you put the Lechi in the middle of the Mavui? So you put a lechi, in the middle of the mavui. Im yesh chotzem alechi v'lachutz, ve'osu gam achitzonim lechi l'roish ha-mavui, ho'isrim eilu el eilu ad she'avu yachad. So what happened is, you put a lechi in the halfway of the mavui. So instead of putting the lechi by the entrance of the mavui, for some unknown reason, these people who live in that mavui, they decided to put the lechi halfway in the mavui. So instead of by the entrance, they went halfway in, and that's where they put the lechi. Rabbi said it's important because all the halacha is discussing this scenario. So instead of having the lechi by the entrance, the lechi normally in a conventional way is placed by the entrance. They didn't. For unknown reasons, they decided to put the lechi halfway in. Halfway through the mavui. So what's the halacha then? The lechi halfway through. Hemid lechi be'emtza mavui. Halfway in. Yeah. By the middle. By the middle. Yes. Yeah, don't worry about that for the moment. Don't worry about it. Yeah. We'll get to that as well. So, Hemit Lechi Be'emtza Mavui, halfway through the Mavui. Im Yesh Chotzem Alechi V'Lachutz, if there is a Chotzer after that Lechi, then V'Lachutz, V'Osu Gam Achitzonim Lechi L'Rosh HaMavui, and there's also an additional Lechi on the first part of the mavui, so two lechis were placed, two lechayim were placed, one at the entrance, and then halfway another lechi later on. Oisim elu el elu, because of halachos of shetuvim avos, what happens is they ask one another, ad sheyavu yachad, they must make an eruv together. Again, this is a topic which we will discuss. It's got to do with shetuvim avos, which not now is the place not to discuss this. This is discussed later. They must make an eruv together, have shetuvim avos together. V'mein sham chotzer. What happens if there's no chotzer from the lechi further up? Or sheyesh chotzer v'lo yasu chitzonim lechi l'roish ha-mavui. Or there is perhaps even a chotzer, but there didn't the chitzonim, the outer ones, the closer ones to the shizrabim, they didn't do a lechi in their own right. Shemin alechi v'lefnim mutarim, then from the lechi in will be mutar. Mimen v'lachutz asurim, and from the lechi out will be osu. So if a lechi was placed halfway, as mentioned earlier, and there was no lechi at the beginning, then what's going to be is that from the lechi and up they will be allowed to carry, but from the lechi towards Rosh HaSarabim it will be osu. Havalim osu be'emtza shnei pasim, but if they placed two pasim halfway, hoy pas arbo imenu rochav yoyse me'esa, who they put a pas arbo, Pesach, or they placed a tzuras haPesach im roch of Yosef Ma'aseh, if it's more than 10 amos wide. Hafilim yesh chotzim atikon lochutz, ve'osu gam achitzenim tikon lochutz ha'movui, kol echot yochol arev yeh mutot mechalkoi. The last point is actually quite important. What it says over here, that if a tzuras haPesach was made halfway in the movui, that's fine as well. So if you've got a, imagine picture, there is no good picture for this. Imagine if you've got a movui, and there's nothing at the beginning of the Mavui, but halfway through the Mavui, a Tzuras HaPesach was placed. That will work from the Tzuras HaPesach and up. Tzuras HaPesach and on into the Mavui, they'll be allowed to carry. Prior, before that, it's going to be also, the only way you're allowed to carry in the beginning of the Mavui, if its own Lechi is placed, and even then you need to make a Shittuv Mavos. We'll talk about that. Again, we will talk about that when we speak about Shittuv Mavos. Now, Sif Lamed Beis. Ze sheikhshanu lahamid lechi be'emtza mavui. That we learned, that you can put a lechi halfway through the mavui. We said you can put a lechi halfway through the mavui. And that will work for the second part of the mavui. We said that's fine. Hu adin, similarly, you can also put a koira in the middle of the mavui. That works too. For kol zeh, but that is only, that's only if the second part, the top part, the end part, I should say. What's the top and what's the, just to avoid confusion, what's considered the top and the end of the mavui? Just to avoid confusion. Close and open. That's going to work for now. It's not going to work for a long time, but that's going to work for Sif Lamed Beis, yeah. So the closed is the end. And the open is closer to Dushas Rabim. Yeah, should we agree on that? Okay. So that we said, that you can put a lechi halfway through the mavui, and we said that works. That will only work to allow carrying in the closed part, the further part of the mavui, if that's only if the closed part of the mavui has got a toiras mavui. What does that mean, a toiras mavui? We discussed in the earlier seif what is the definition of a mavui. Does anybody remember what's the definition? When is a mavui considered a mavui in our chatzah? What does it need? Two chatzeres, two batim. What else? The length needs to be more than the width. What else? Yeah, these conditions. So he says, that will only work if the closed part of the mavui has got those conditions to make it into a genuine mavui. So I'm reading the words. Kol ze b'yeish b'oiz echotz mavui amuch shoteras mavui. Shele ye'ol koi pochs ma'ab amas. The length must be more than 4 amas in order to be considered a mavui. She'ol koi yoyzer aloch voy. And the length needs to be more than the width. V'shubatim. You need to have houses and courtyards leading into this part of the mavui. But if these conditions do not apply, if it's not fulfilled, and it's therefore not, this part of the mavui is not considered the genuine mavui, if so, and it's considered a chotza. And since it's considered a chotza, not a mavui, you must place a pas on either side, or a pas abo betzad echot, or a pas abo on four sides. Then it's going to be considered a chotza. So in order for it to be considered a mavui, you need to have those conditions applied for the half mavui. So don't tell me that since there is chatzeres and batim at the beginning side of the mavui, therefore the whole mavui is considered the mavui. No, you don't say that. But from that lechi on, you must have the rules and regulations of a genuine mavui. Otherwise, it's not going to be considered a mavui. That will really be a bit noigia to. If you put the Tzuras HaPesach, so an example would be Mobe Road over here. How should we make the case? To define this area over here, if you want to know if it's a Mavui or a Chotza, so don't tell me that if I decide to only put the lechi at the very edge, on the very, very, on the side before it goes on that very, on that side, the closed end, So we're learning now. Don't tell me that if there wouldn't be two houses and two chatzeres on that side. I know there is, but if there wouldn't be. So don't tell me that just all together you've got two houses and two chatzeres, and therefore it's good enough to be considered everything a mavui. No. But from the lechien up, from the lechien down, I should say, you need to have two houses and two chatzeres. Otherwise, it's not going to be considered a mavui. Nafkemina, if it's a mavui, a chotze again is as to whether you have to put on two lechayim or not. Seif gimel, seif lamed gimel. Mavui shehu rachov esim ames. What happens if you've got a mavui which is 20 ames? That's picture 131. Here we go. Picture 131. You've got to be a huge mavui, very, very large entrance. And it's more than 20 amas. So mavui shehu rachov esim amas. You've got a mavui which is more than 20 amas wide. Oisef pas rachov arbo amas umamidu beemtza. What you can do is you put a pas rachov arbo amas umamidu beemtza. You can put establish a pas which is 4 amas and place it in the middle. You could do that. And then what you've done is that you've made actually this large mavui into two separate mavus. So it looks like a ches now. You can do that. Every side is considered a mavui in its own right. Since the pas is 4 amas, the entrance, the side going in, is 4 amas long, each side is considered an entrance and a move in its own right. So it's like a ches. Written koira b'roshen, you can put the koira on its top from the extreme right to the extreme left, and you've therefore established now two mavois which are mutter to carry because of the koira. For tzorech lezo, you must be careful that your koira munachas ala pas, you must ensure that the koira is actually lying on this pas, on this little wall. Oy tzorech shlo shetfachimu. Within 3 tefachim, v'tzorech she'pachon mavui mishne'elu ha'pas mafzik b'neim, patim chaseres p'suchim l'tzorechoy. You have to ensure here again that there is patim chaseres going into both sides of the mavui. As we discussed earlier, v'chol tznoi mavui, all the conditions for it to be a kosher mavui. U'mashmin ha'pas ha'rakoyis le'im tzorech shel mavui, yesh ladin mavui okum. And it's going to be considered a mavui okum, meaning it's going to be considered a mavui which is like a ches. Because ultimately what it's considered as if you've got a long mavui which is going like a ches all around. And this is fine, and you can carry on both sides because of the koira which is on top. Some say that no, you don't need 4, you need 10 amas going down, going in. Okay, this is Sif Lamed Gimel. I want to just go back early to one interesting halacha which discussed earlier. Rabbi Yisai, what happens if you've got a Mishnah Berurah discussing Kuf Chaf Aleph? Please excuse me to go back a little bit. Slightly separate shaila, but a really very important Mishnah Berurah. If you've got an area of a city which has got a river, which the river itself is considered part of is a mechitza and therefore an eruv. Imagine Rabbi Yisai that there's a river and the river is part of the eruv. Because again, a wall doesn't have to go up, a wall can also go down. So now you've got this wall going down, which is considered as long as it's got its right measurements, it's considered a wall. Okay, now the fact that there's water there doesn't really matter, it's still considered a mechitza. So therefore, the Mishnah Berurah asks an interesting question. If you've got a river, is that considered a mechitza? The answer is yes. Okay. What about a lake? Can it be considered a mechitza? It is. Goes the Mishnah Berurah one step further. What about an island? An island is surrounded by mechitzas, therefore. Because, right, the edge of the shore, not the shore, what is it called? The seashore, is that what it is? The edge of the
beach.
The beach, that's what it is. The beach really, ultimately, will have mechitzas. Eventually, at one point, you'll have mechitzas. So surely, any island, by definition, is a Rishus HaYochid. Why can we not carry in the United Kingdom, leaving out the Brexit Shaila, leaving this out for a moment. Why can you not carry, you've got mechitzas all around Great Britain, the very United Kingdom, it's surrounded by mechitzas. Why can't we not carry within the whole England? Very good, calf of problems. 600,000, does that matter? 600,000.
How big can a Rishus HaYochid be? Surely there can't be enough, there must be an upper limit to how big a Rishus HaYochid can be. Can't be a Rishus HaYochid that's 10,000 square.
Perhaps. Okay, yeah. We'll show him touch on your point. In Elvin. So perhaps, but what's certainly true, and that's, I mean, where do you put that, where do you say it just can't be a Rishus HaYochid anymore? Where can you not say it's not a Rishus HaYochid anymore? Temes, the Gemara Elvin seems to be asking that very question. Seems to be Mamash the Gemara's question. The Mishnah Berurah says, exactly your point, more than anything else, you need to remember that Halacha Lemaisa, it won't help us, because there's a rule that a Kafaf, as you pointed out, I'm quoting Mishnah Berurah in Kuf Chav Alef, that at the end of the day, we must remember that it won't help, because anything which is Yos, a Kafaf, Yos and Misosayim, anything which is a Kafaf, remember the discussion of Kafaf, in an area, in inhabited area, which is not residential, if it's bigger than Sosayim, you mustn't carry that anyway. You must make a tikkun there anyway. You must make a tikkun in order to carry that anyway. So it won't be, because it's so large, he will need its own hat in its to be able to carry that. So Mishnah Berurah makes a point of pointing this out, and he discusses it in Kuf Chav Alef. Okay, this is it for this evening. I wish you a very, very, very pleasant evening. Called.